I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. The Dubuque Museum of Art has a new leader who brings wide-ranging experience from working at major art museums in New York City, Chicago, and Indianapolis. Following an extensive search, the museum hired 48-year-old Gary Stoppelman to be the next executive director. He succeeds David Schmitz, who left to become administrator of the Iowa Arts Council. And during his 25-year career, Stoppelman has worked for the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Museum of Modern Art, the Art Institute of Chicago, and he led the rebranding project for Indiana's largest cultural organization, the Indianapolis Museum of Art. He says he was interested in the job in Dubuque, partly because of its long commitment to the community. It was founded in 1874.
The mission squarely focuses the work of this museum on improving the life in this community. The vision says how, by its vision to become a cultural hub. Values squarely assert the transformative power of art on people. And I say all of that because the next thing that I discovered as I did my research was how this museum, this team, backs up that commitment with action. Not every museum, in my experience, is fully committed to impact on its community. Many museums have a legacy of being built for and about and around objects. You know, we build these limestone fortresses that are really about protecting and preserving, and in many cases, that's literally the mission, to protect and preserve the objects.
To engage the public and stay relevant, the Dubuque Museum of Art has asked people to submit exhibit ideas, welcome families for partnerships, and tried to find personal and original works for the upcoming Portraits of a Pandemic, to be on display from October to February.
The entire industry is shifting for the better. And this has happened throughout my career, that there's been this shift, this recognition that we need to do better. There's something to be said about the fact that this is a smaller, more nimble institution. I think in many ways it's ahead of some of the other larger institutions that just are bigger ships and slower to turn. The coronavirus pandemic really just accelerated these forces that were already there. They accelerated that if we did not. And I think for both sides of the equation, both for the institutions and for the public, they increase the opportunity for change in how we engage with museums, who has access to it, and the meaning that they have in our lives. All of a sudden, for so many people, when we were locked in our homes, what we found was this clamoring to engage with the great art of the greatest cultures and the ability, because of the internet, to do that now at the click of a button.
Stoppelman says museums are finding creative ways to experiment, learn, and adapt, and are not looking back. Since reopening with safety and cleaning rules, the museum in Dubuque has increased attendance from a year ago, reflecting pent-up demand.
People are longing for that connection, that place of belonging and inspiration that museums provide.
The new director is working remotely before moving to Dubuque by the end of the month. Stoppelman has been in Indianapolis for 5 years, where he was deputy director for marketing and external affairs at Newfields, the large campus including the Art Museum. His team increased attendance, doubled income, tripled membership, and supported the launch of a $21 million fundraising campaign. Before that, Stoppelman served for 7 years as director of marketing for the Art Institute of Chicago, and 12 years helping major nonprofits grow in New York, including at the Met and the Museum of Modern Art. He earned a BFA from New York University and an MBA from Columbia University. For more information on the Dubuque Museum of Art, visit dbqart.org. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.